Hello.
Hi, is this Jack?
This is him.
Hey, Jack, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Oh, hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How have you been?
No, not too shabby.
Not too shabby is better than bad. I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's
you
good.
Called me a while back, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I actually spoke with you in
sense.
June. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in June, we had a listing available to put Jack Stump Be Gone on the first page of the Google search
right.
results. I know you were doing the Home Advisor thing, but you kind of said,
yeah.
Hey, check back with me the next time you guys have an opening and see
okay.
how things are going.
Yeah.
So,
I appreciate the call back. So the guy I got it from,
mm-hmm.
he was, he's been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
Right.
And, small town Salina, you know, it's kind of like Concordia. There's one guy, you know, he's been known and he's been doing landscaping for like 40, 50
right.
years. And so he already pays on Google for it, so he just sends everything over. You know, he just refers them straight to me, even if they
call him. He's subcontracting for you?
Yeah, or no, he's just sending them my way.
Yeah, well, usually subcontracting, right? That's, I mean, he obviously he's taken some off the top. So is it like Millicent, Salina Tree, or Gear?
It's Gabter.
Gabter?
Gabter Stump Grinding.
Stump Grinding. Oh, how weird. Maybe he's not putting himself
Larry Gabter.
Let me see here. Maybe he's not putting himself under tree trimming. I just looked up tree trimming.
Yeah.
Stump grinding. It's keyword specific. Oh, yeah, here we go. Gabters. Yep. He's in the number 4 spot right now.
Yeah, so once he, I don't know how much longer he's going to do landscaping for.
Mm-hmm.
But once he kicks that ad off, I'm going to have no choice but to do the Google, you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. But also, you got to have a listing available for the first
right.
page placement. So that's why I was
uh-huh.
calling you. So actually, the last time I spoke with you wasn't June. It was 5-6 of 22. So
yep.
May 6th. So
right.
That's the last time we had a listing available.
Uh-huh.
And I know you called inbound like a month later.
Uh-huh.
There's a few times that you called inbound, like June. And we just didn't have listings available at that time.
Right.
So
it's kind of like I buy my spot.
Well, you have, yeah, you, I mean, it's obviously you have to pay to have, to solicit the spot. It's kind of like a digital billboard, but we're hosting it
uh-huh.
for you and doing all the legwork on it. So it's
right,
basically
right.
all you have to do is focus on answering the phone calls as they come in. But I think the hurdle that we had last time was that you were using Home Advisor and then
yeah,
we needed
that
to build
was a
you.
Joke.
I know how that goes. I spent my whole day yesterday, like, fighting them to help one of my clients get his money back. It was such a big
yeah.
deal. They try to send stuff to collections, like $3,500 they try to send to his collection.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was bad. Well, he's a roofer, so his leads are
oh,
a bit
yeah.
more expensive. They were like $120 a pop, but still, you know, it's most of those weren't turning into anything, and he couldn't afford to pay them, and they were trying to send it to his collection. Negatively affect
yep.
his credit. It was a mess. But
yeah.
I had you quoted on a campaign at $299
mm-hmm.
with the website included.
Mm-hmm.
We have the listing available again, and I know you're not doing Home Advisor anymore, but I was thinking
right.
Since we have the availability, you know, I can reduce the cost down to $199, basically even beat
mm-hmm.
the last quote by $100. And we'll still get you the .com website. I mean, we're not cutting any corners. You'll still get all the bells and whistles,
mm-hmm.
like our directory submission. You'll still be able to feel the full effect of it. But
I
would
mm-hmm.
lock you in at that rate. So if you come on board with me today at $199, you'll keep the $199 pricing structure for as long as you're with us. It won't go up or change.
Right.
With the kind of work you do, the first job we bring you each month is going to offset that cost.
Yeah, so is it just a nice just for a website, right?
No. That's not just the website. That's the first page placement as well.
Oh, like first on Google.
Yeah. We'll list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or services. So you could be up there for stump grinding. You could be up there for lawn care, for landscaping. They all fall within the same category.
Sweet.
Yep. So instead of you know, having to subcontract off Gaptors or worrying if he's going to stop his listing at some point. You'll have your own source coming in, and then obviously you'll be branding yourself, so people are going to see your name every time they do the search for those services, and you'll start developing new reviews, you know, establish yourself independently.
Right. Sounds good. So it's $199 a month?
Yep, and it's on a month-to-month basis, so no long-term contract or anything like that. So you got to come back at your own will.
Okay.
I think that says a lot, too. I mean, smart business owners aren't going to keep paying us every month unless we're getting in there and making sure it's working for you.
Yeah. So you just need my debit card?
Well, no, I still have to verify some information in case some things have changed since the last time. So I'd have to create your account. But then, obviously, yes, at the end, I would need to secure the payment. So you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, I might as well because I can always cancel.
Yeah, exactly. No, if you're unhappy, you can discontinue it. There's no cancellation fee or anything like that. We're not going to put you up there and have people call you about stuff if you don't want to be up there, you know?
Right.
All right, Jack. Okay. So I'm going to create the listing. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on?
Yep.
Okay. And what's your last name, Jack?
I'll spell it for you. E-N-R-I. U-U-E-Z.
Okay, Enriquez?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing because I'm setting you up with this discounted pricing structure. And then it's also considered a business expense, so you could write it off in a couple of months, too. You'll get the money back that way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, you can get as many write-offs as you can, right? Your business email address so I could send that?
I don't have one yet, but I'll give you my personal.
Okay, yeah, that works. Yeah. I'm not going to display it anywhere for the customers. It's just for me and you. Mm-hmm.
J-E-N-R-I-Q-U-E-Z 5556 at gmail.com.
You're already a Gmail user. Okay, and that came back as valid. Perfect. Okay, and then are you still at the 2030 Riglia?
Yep.
Or Riglia?
R-I-G-E-L-E-A drive.
Okay, there's an E missing in this. There it is. Okay, 67401?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and update. And then you could hide your address on Google if you'd like.
I do that so people aren't snooping on me.
I hear you. That's what I tell people all the time. I'm like, if you're in an industry where you're going to them and they're not coming to you, then you should always hide your address. There's no reason for people to show up at your door. Okay. They are going to send you a PIN verification letter there. This is really important. You only got to do this one time as long as you own your business. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. Again, I'll still have the address hidden, so they won't have, like, a very specific address to go to. But I do need the 5-digit code on the back of that PIN verification letter when you receive it. So
be mindful. My email?
No, it's coming to your actual mailbox, the street address. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it'll say Google on it, big colorful letters. You can't miss it. It's just big colorful postcard. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Update. Okay, and then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I would just say always open. Well, because I still work a full-time job.
Okay.
But, you know how that stuff goes. You're like, I own a business. Yeah. I guess I'll take this call.
I know. No, I have two companies outside of this, so I know.
Really?
Yeah. One's actually managed by my dad. It's a painting service. And then one's actually managed by my father-in-law, which is a tree service. Mm-hmm. So I'm very familiar with your industry. Yeah, growing up, I actually used to just kind of clean up after my dad, who would go out and cut trees, and then he kind of shifted into painting. So now my father-in-law handles the tree company. So it's my lady's dad. Yeah, it's he's in Southern California. He's in Orange County, California.
So he's doing big stuff.
I mean, he's also like 65, so he's got a lot of experience. They're more so just overseeing it. You know, all the marketing and the financial stuff is handled through me. Like, I'm listed as the owner, but they're the boots on the ground, really. They kind of oversee the guys.
Really?
We have 10 employees for both companies too. So it's kind of
nice.
A lot. Yeah, it's good, and it's a lot though, because I have two kids, two companies, and then
mm-hmm.
I work a full time job as well. So it gets to be overwhelming sometimes, and working with older guys isn't always good because they're not really up to date on a lot of the technology. So it's like
yeah.
I have to So multitasking. Like, they give me a lunch hour here, and then basically I spend my lunch hour just catching up with them, coordinating, and then I go right back into work. And then once I get off work, I do the same thing pretty much until like 7 at night. So it's stressful, but I know my kids will be able to go to school and not have to worry about it later. They can grow up in California
and
they've got to move.
and you can literally retire early.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping so, you know, but who knows with these guys. My dad's 65 and he's still going, and it's not even really about the money at this point. He's just like,
yeah,
he feels if he stops working, it's the day he dies. That's what he tells me all the time. So it's like body in motion stays in motion kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm basically trying to just keep them active, give them something to do every morning rather than just kind of waking up, sitting in the house and twiddling his thumbs, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so I got this set up. For your website, do you have a logo for your business yet, or, like, photos maybe of work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, I got some. I could upload those and put it on a...
Yeah,
right.
Send them in. So, yeah, I'm going to give you my direct number and extension right now, and then I'm also going to send you the email address. It's just photos@localsplash.com. And if you send those into our company, we already have your email and your number on file, so we'll know it's you, and then we'll upload those to the .com website that we're building for you.
Sweet. Hell yeah.
Yep, and we're going to have the site attached to all the listings that we create as well, too, so the customers can reference that and see some before and after shots.
Nice.
Yeah, that'll help. All right. So not only will you be top recommended, but we have some before and afters in there. Should be ready to go by the time they call you. All right.
Hell yeah.
So verified. Okay. So I got everything on this. Create. Whoa. Do you accept cash, check, and card?
Cash and check.
Okay. No card yet. Okay. Let me submit. Okay. So there will be a client interview. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 minutes, mostly general knowledge information about your business. They're going to ask you about all the services that you provide. We want to make sure that we're not listing you for something you don't do. That way they're not wasting your time or that person's time. And then also they'll go over the service area, and they'll pick your brain on the website too. We want to get an idea on how you want that to represent your business. So, like I said, usually 30 minutes, but they ask for an hour window. What's a good time? You think later today, maybe?
Yeah, can we do 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Ooh, I don't have a 3 to 4. I have a 5 to 6. That's kind of late.
That works.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let me go ahead and schedule this. I'm gonna send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then there's also an automated text message that you'll get 1 hour before the appointment, just to confirm it. Okay, if anything pops up or changes, let me know. I can always move it, but I want to try to get it done as soon as possible so we're not wasting a day.
Right.
Yeah, I want to be able to sit down at the end of this month and have it be a no-brainer for us to keep going, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so boom, client interview. Okay, and then Jay Enriquez, 5556@gmail.com. All right, and then you'll get that invitation here shortly.
Yep,
all right.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's lightning fast. Okay. And then in terms of securing the first month payment of the $199, Jack, how did you want to do that?
I'll go run in my truck and give you my business debit card.
Okay. No worries. I'll wait for you.
Yeah.
You And you said you stopped doing Home Advisor altogether, right?
Oh, yeah, that was a joke.
Okay. Yeah, I just got to make sure that I don't, because sometimes when my guys tell me they use it, like, I kind of go in there and make sure that they're not using any kind of tracking number on you still. Because what they'll do is, like, they'll leave you on their directory, and then if somebody's trying to call you directly, they might end up calling their Home Advisor tracking number, and then Home Advisor will turn them into a lead and sell them to your competitors, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could see that happening. It's just another way for them to make money.
Yeah. Yeah, they basically just resell them, and then that ends up cutting you out of a guy that probably would have been, you know, a for sure thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I never even confer. Hey, dude, I hate to cut you short. Can I call you back? I got a conference call coming in right now after work.
Oh, we have to secure the first month's payment, and then you're good to go until the client interview. So we're, like, on the last part of this.
Okay, 4076.
Okay.
3600.
3600.
0012.
0012.
7059.
7059. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
0325.
0325. 3-digit code on the back?
536.
Okay, I'm going to do this really, really quickly. Okay, I'll get you off the line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's quick verification. The call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you. And hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services?
Yep.
Okay, are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers? Okay, please state your name.
Jack Jaden Enriquez.
Thank you, and please state your business name.
Jack Stumpleyon.
Okay, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. Your payment will be charged today. It's September 15, 2022, in the discounted amount of $199. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month at $199. It says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to a contract. All we ask is you let us know before the next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Okay, upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. It's also going to contain the username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. You have my phone number, so I'll let you get back to that conference. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns prior to your client interview, just call in, okay? But you're going to get a receipt, and you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing here in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
All right. All right, Jack. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Yep, you too. Bye.